From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Redwood City.
Belmont.
Midtown. San Jose.
19th Avenue. San Francisco.
San Mateo.
Sunnyvale.
Excelsior District of San Francisco.
Financial District.
Today on the show, we explore the new SF Jazz Center.
At the birth of this incredible institution, which is putting for San Francisco and for our state, for our country, for the world, helping with a giant step towards the respect that our national art form deserves.
Then we'll get inside the composing mind of Bay Area jazz great Bobby Hutcherson.
He's trying something new again. Here he goes. How come you don't do something simple?
And we go hunting for treasure at the flea market.
Just a mishmash of everything. Ashby Flea Market. It's one of the weirder flea markets around here.
That and more on today's Cross Currents. Stay with us. San Francisco is home to some of the country's most revered performing arts venues, the War Memorial Opera House, Davies Symphony Hall, the Herbst Theater. These are havens for high art, for the most complicated and beautiful music ever produced. And this week, they're joined by another, the SF Jazz Center. The center is run by SF Jazz, a nonprofit that's presented concerts in the Bay Area for 30 years. And the building is the first of its kind, an institution containing practice rooms, offices, and versatile performance spaces devoted exclusively to the music. It's located at the corner of Fell and Franklin Streets near Civic Center Plaza, putting it shoulder to shoulder with the ballet, the opera, and the symphony, which means just over a century after jazz was invented in New Orleans, the music is finding a permanent home in San Francisco. KALW's Ben Trefney has the story.
The liner notes to Miles Davis's classic album, Birth of the Cool, begin like this. In jazz, as in other musics, some things are of their time, some ahead of it, while others simply know no time at all. Those words, written by longtime Downbeat magazine editor Pete Welding, bring to mind the most important events in the music's history. The UK's Guardian newspaper once listed them. The day in 1916, when a young Louis Armstrong walked into a pawn shop and bought his first cornet. The night in 1939, when Billie Holiday ended her set with the song Strange Fruit. The summer in 1958, when Esquire photographer Art Kane gathered 57 jazz greats for a photo shoot in front of some Harlem brownstones. In the spring of 1987, when Wynton Marsalis founded the jazz program at New York's Lincoln Center. And now, according to many jazz critics around the country, we've arrived at what could be the next great moment.
San Francisco has had a great history of all kinds of music, and jazz is a very important part of it, but this is the big experiment here.
Randall Klein is the executive director of SF Jazz. He took the stage at a press event to talk about the potential significance of the new SF Jazz Center.
What this place's position will be in the community, this is really up how we all participate in this and how we all work together. We can play a more important role in jazz in this country.
Klein founded SF Jazz in 1983, then under the name Jazz in the City. He programmed concerts with artists including percussionist John Santos, a San Francisco native, who will serve this year as an artistic director.
At the birth of this incredible institution, which is putting for San Francisco and for our state, for our country, for the world, helping with a giant step towards the respect that our national art form deserves.
The 35,000-square-foot SF Jazz Center will host more than 200 shows in the coming year. Some will take place in an intimate rehearsal and performance space named after tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson. But the primary venue is a convertible concert hall named for early SF Jazz supporter Robert N. Minor, who co-founded the Oracle Corporation. The Minor Auditorium can seat up to 700 patrons, but the floor can also be cleared of seats, making room for a dance floor or even a skateboarding halfpipe. Seriously, that's part of an upcoming performance by pianist Jason Moran. For the builders, the jazz innovators, and the enthusiasts, this room is a canvas for the imagination.
I started talking to Randall about this, scheming and dreaming, almost 10 years ago.
Mark Cavaniero is the SF Jazz Center's lead architect.
It's amazing how many people it takes to work really hard and think through all the issues, particularly something as unique as this, that attempted to do things that I'm not sure any of us had seen quite this way before.
Two of those people are theater designer Len Auerbach and acoustic designer Sam Berkow, whose task was to make music sound equally good from every seat in the minor auditorium.
When you design a room and you think about how it's going to be used, we often use car analogies. You know, are you designing a Camry, something that's safe and comfortable? Are you designing a Ferrari? Are you designing a Rolls Royce or a bus? And when you ask Randall which one he wants, the answer is always all of them.
More Ferrari, Sam. I always thought it was rather not Volkswagen Bug.
But he also wanted it to be versatile. To that end, Berkow used a collection of speakers from Berkeley-based Meyer Sound Labs and aimed them in all directions from high above the stage. And that stated goal of giving every seat the same audio experience? It works. After the press conference, during a live performance by a quartet led by John Santos, I wandered all around that room, from the highest-priced seats on down, while recording. We're listening to it right now. The $63 million building was paid for through a capital campaign, anchored by a $25 million anonymous donation. Stylish details pervade the space, from the custom-designed seats in the main hall to the large-scale tile murals stretching across the second floor of the center, depicting famous jazz venues from around the world. There's even a buzzworthy new restaurant, called South at SF Jazz, headed up by the slanted door chef owner Charles Fan. But it'll take more than shiny digs and good food to make the SF Jazz Center a success. Yoshi's SF, a jazz and sushi club that opened just 5 years ago, may go into bankruptcy if its owners can't restructure a debt to the city's now-defunct redevelopment agency. Another club, Savannah Jazz, underwent a loan modification late last year to fend off foreclosure. The future of viable jazz venues is uncertain, as it has been for generations. That's not news to Randall Klein. His ability to grow SF Jazz from nothing 30 years ago to international acclaim today gives the industry hope, not to mention a pretty darn sweet destination in the heart of San Francisco. After the press conference and live performance, I cornered Randall Klein to get some thoughts on where he'd like to see SF Jazz go from here. We were happily interrupted by John Santos.
Congratulations, Papa. Thank you.
That was great. You guys sounded great. How does it sound on stage?
Great. It's nice. It's flat. There's no big boomy stuff. It's just you can hear everything.
All right. You're just testifying.
Yeah, exactly.
You were there and you tried it out and it worked for you.
Indeed. It sounds wonderful. It's real. It's flat. It's the thing. There's nothing sticking way out of whack that we have to ask. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have to ask them, hey, turn this down, turn that down, turn the bass frequency, is really bad. Real flat, which is what ideal. Yeah.
Flat's a positive term in his world.
Flat's a blue note, right?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, the question was next step, basically.
You're right.
Here we are. I'm just using the phrase my wife aptly puts it, not a point of arrival, but a point of departure. So in 5 years... one hopes that there's a real scene happening here, that there are people on the sidewalks, that there are people in this lobby is buzzing and people are talking, and there's a conversation, a greater conversation happening about, gathering around the art form.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add for now?
No, that's enough bullshit for now. I mean, that's
it. No, that's good though.
That's right. The time for talking and hoping and dreaming is done. It's time to listen to some music. This music, which breathes the spirit and dedication of all involved in its creation, has touched and transfigured all who have heard it, and will continue to do so long into the future. The words of Pete Welding, lining Birth of the Cool, still apply. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.
This is opening week for the new SF Jazz Center at the corner of Fell and Franklin in San Francisco's Performing Arts District. Tomorrow night's gala event features pianists McCoy Tyner and Chick Corea, Berkeley-born sax man Joshua Redman, and bassist and vocalist Esperanza Spalding, along with the master of ceremonies, Bill Cosby. The concert is sold out. Randall Klein says he couldn't even get his brother a ticket, but you can hear the program live here on KALW from 8 to 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night, the opening concert of the SF Jazz Center, on the air and online at 8 p.m. at KALW.org. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. On Sunday, the SF Jazz Center will celebrate Bobby Hutcherson. For more than 40 years, the vibraphonist has established himself as one of the foremost names in jazz. After making his name in the 1960s in New York as one of the youngest stars on the iconic record label Blue Note, he returned to his native California. He and his wife Rosemary settled into a new house near the San Mateo coast and raised a family as Bobby built his international reputation and toured the world playing the vibes, the marimba, or whatever he could get his mallets on. Bobby Hutcherson is an innovator whose work has extended jazz theory. And as a composer, his titles reflect where he lives and the place where reporter David Ross talked with him for this edition of Bay Area Beats in the bucolic seaside community of Montera. That's also the name of the song you're hearing right now, written by Bobby Hutcherson.
You hear that? There's a scale outside that's going on right now. It's wind blowing through the trees, the sound of the ocean, the colors in the spectrum in this sunny day. As each plant grows, there's a song that's being played right now. So that's one of the reasons why I'd like to be here and just be quiet, because there's so much music going on, you know, but you gotta just listen. Just listen with all that music that's going on around us right now. You listen to your loved ones, just the inflections of their voice. There's a lot of birds around here. I mean, they're calling, telling you they're getting ready to fly into the backyard. You can hear that airplane go over. It's funny. Hearing the motor on one side of you be at one pitch, and as it goes past, the pitch goes down. Highway 1 is right when I was writing a lot of force and a lot of fists, and intervals of a minor third and a half step. At the time when I wrote it, there weren't many people writing technically that style. You put something else different, then you come, you know, you come up with something new. That's what seemed to happen, especially as I thought about riding up and going back and forth from this town, Montero, to San Francisco. The feeling of driving up Highway 1 to get to there, because of the movement, it kind of gallops. It gallops, but at a slow pace. I have two tempos going on at the same time. The 6/8 gallops. Does like that. And the melody, that's moving in force. So against that, against these two things, you put these two things together to see what happens, and they kind of start a little ways away, but they end up together at the end of the at the pass, and the fork in the road. And again, a lot of people weren't writing this way, you know. And so when I did this, a lot of the people who were reviewing stuff, Nate, I always got this thing, ah, Hutchison's, he's trying something new again. Here he goes, you know. How come you don't do something simple, man? You know?
As part of our ongoing series, My Mixtape, we asked Bobby Hutcherson what his favorite song is. Here's what he said.
My name is Bobby Hutcherson. I live in Montero, California. And my song is Happy Birthday. Probably one of the first songs I ever heard in my life. Everybody sang it. It was always happy to sing it. So that's got to be very influential to me, something that brings great memories. And surprisingly, as it's written, it's almost in the form of a blues. A song that brings great joy, and will always do it. Every time it's played, you know, you can be in a restaurant having a birthday party, and when you start singing Happy Birthday, everybody in the whole restaurant starts singing. Everybody knows the words. Song brings a lot of happiness. And it's always wonderful living another year. Yeah, Happy Birthday.
You can hear more of our My Mixtape series from people all over the Bay Area online at KALW.org. And wouldn't you know it, this Sunday happens to be Bobby Hutcherson's birthday, the same day he's playing for and being honored by SF Jazz. You'd think it was planned that way, but according to SF Jazz Executive Director Randall Klein, it was just a very happy coincidence.
We've had such a great long relationship with Bobby Hutcherson, you know, who one of the greats in jazz and has lived here. And, you know, to have his birthday happening here, literally, that's his, and this was no planning whatsoever. And we knew we wanted to honor him. Actually, even before we knew it was his birthday, I mean, this is how, you know, to me, you know, how, you know, synchronized the world is around this particular thing. And we were discussing what to do each night, and we you know, which of these focuses of these grand opening concerts to be. Well, let's do a Bobby night. And then after, Laura Evans and I, who does our programming with me, were in New York talking to Bobby's agents, you know, and they said, well, do you know that that's his birthday night? And we had no idea. So, meant to be.
Is there someone in the Bay Area who you think we should profile? We'd like to hear about them. You are our eyes and ears out there in the community. Give us a call and tell us a bit of their story. Leave us a message at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. To hear great recorded music, especially the rare classics, you can either buy them from a dwindling number of record stores, or you can find them at places like the flea market. We've been bringing you profiles of places that matter to people around the Bay as part of our community storytelling project, Hear, Hear. This next piece takes us to an East Bay landmark.
Drums to start with. When you come in, you just hear all this drumming.
It's just a mishmash of everything. Ashby Flea Market, it's one of the weirder flea markets around here.
You just love flea market to just come and get some free vitamin D.
All kinds of weird bootleg CDs and weird art.
Books and other trinkets, you know, music, CDs.
Early Robert Johnson album at Columbia.
French pressing, 50s glassware, everything strange.
My name is David.
I'm Grant.
Darrow.
My name is Thompson.
I live in Oakland.
In Oakland.
I live in Oakland.
Oh, Sacramento. I just come out here occasionally over the years, the last 30 years or so.
I've been at the Berkeley Flea Market for since 1992.
On and off, 5, 6, 10 years maybe.
Yeah. I get to meet a lot of interesting people. It's not about the money, really. It's meeting people.
You know, the circle of drumming, I think, is wonderful.
It's actually a real, like, community type feeling, which I didn't feel when I would try other markets.
What's a place that's important to you? Tell us using our online recording tool. Just go to hearhere.klw.org and click participate. We'll show you how to do the rest when you're there. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps.
Pick up life-size button and kill Jimmy Sutton, dead ass mutton and sheep.
As a musician, you have to know how to deal with different types of crowds. Sometimes people aren't paying much attention to you, and they can even talk while you're on stage. But other times, they give you standing ovations and beg for one more. Well, Chip Curry used to play in different bands his whole life, but he didn't find his musical niche, you could say, until later in his music career. On his 63rd birthday, Curry tells friend Diana Roberts about how he found his number one fans.
Right now, I'm making a living primarily as playing in retirement communities. And I played close to 170 shows last year. And I was remember that you and I were walking on the street. My sense of melody is not as good as yours, although you're not a professional singer. I remember I was having trouble with this song, and you still claim that I don't know this song. But well, nothing finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. When the morning glories bloom around my door. The big one is this: there's a birthday party that I played at a retirement community about, it was a month ago. And these people were really ill at the beginning, and I walked in the door thinking, oh no, I'm kind of weary, you know. It's hard to make a living at this, you know. I've got bills to pay. I've got a tree that needs to be cut down. And I was not in good spirits. And I came in there, and I started playing for them. And these people just came to life. So a lot of them were lying in beds. One woman hardly could talk, and she said, Chip, could you play? And I just didn't even think she had the right song or anything. And I heard her, I listened very carefully, and she said, can you sing Folly Wally Doodle All Day? And I said, I sure can. And these audiences are very forgiving because, you know, all you have to do is know one verse or a half a verse, and they love it. Because what you're doing is you're showing them, you're jogging their memories, and their memories take over after a little while. So this one particular show, I mean, there was one of the staff members, one of the orderlies, Rudy, who encouraged these people. He's a good dancer, and he just came and danced in the room. And after about 45 minutes of this show, he got a number of these people up dancing. And I'm telling you, they were literally on their last leg. These people could hardly move. These were ill people, but they got up and danced. And their faces were bright red, like they didn't believe that they could do this. And they just came to life. And I felt like I was doing something right.
Chip Curry spoke with longtime friend Diana Roberts in the StoryCorps booth at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco. We'll show you how to participate at KALW.org. been listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. The team includes Isabel Angel, Julie Kane, Leela Day, Audrey Dilling, Nina Gensler-Debs, Alyssa Kapnick, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, Erica Mu, Liz Pfeffer, Mary Reese, Seth Samuel, Stephen Short, Eva Sonsin, RJ Sloan, and Christine Stolakis. Today's show is engineered by Chris Hoff. Casey Miner is our senior editor. Our managing editor is Martina Castro. Ben Trefney is our executive editor. Holly Kernan is our news director. Cross Currents theme music is provided by the artistic director of SF Jazz, John Santos. Thanks to City Car Share, which provides an alternative transportation option for our reporters. They're online at citycarshare.org. And thank you. We are listener-supported radio. Tune in to Cross Currents tomorrow at 5. Questions surrounding the death of Alan Bluford continue to plague the Oakland Police Department. We'll look at what happened and the community response.
You have to be a part of the issue in order to be a part of the solution.
Finding Justice, that's tomorrow at 5 on Cross Currents. The music you're hearing is by Brian Gore from San Francisco, who calls himself a guitar poet. Gore defines that as playing the guitar in service of song over showmanship. He's on a national tour with three other performers, which they're calling International Guitar Night. That's this Saturday at Brava Theater in the Mission. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.